Vulnerability overload. Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. Alrighty, so much good to share on this beautiful day. What is today? I don't even know what the day is. I had such an amazing weekend, and something that I didn't quite realize for myself is I have such a strong ability to be vulnerable and compassionate and help other people feel like they are able to trust me and can be real and honest and be who they are without getting any type of defense, feeling any type of defensive feelings. And something I didn't realize that I was causing myself was like this vulnerability overload. And how does this return into our relationships? And, how when we're impacting ourselves in such a way that we're not realizing, and then we take it to a whole nother level of impacting our relationships or our parenting or whatever, it's really important to take the time to take care of ourselves. So this weekend I was at a training with several other women. I want to say maybe like 300 women. We were learning about running business and how to tell stories. And part of being in a business is being vulnerable and open. Being able to make sure that when you're struggling with something or you're fearful of something, that you're still able to work through it. Because when you're fearful of something, that's just going to hold you back. That's not going to allow or inhibit growth. And so over the weekend, we were in these groups and we were talking about proper stimulation and the progression of stimulation and how we do that with different types of products. And I had talked about the progression of stimulation, and it was very much something that just the words were like, wow, that's genius. That's so, the way you said it, it's just fluid and so educational. And, I chose completely not to be the presenter. If anyone who knows me, who's listening, knows that I am an introvert, I like to keep to myself. Maybe I'll say a few things, but I do not like attention. I do not like being the center of attention. It's a very tough place, a vulnerable place, believe it or not, for me to be. I can be completely vulnerable on a one-to-one basis and really be open and honest with the individual and being sharing really whatever is most beneficial to the situation or conversation. So the presenter of our group goes up and they present what they present, and the teacher was like, who talked about progression of stimulation? And everyone pointed to me, and I nearly crawled out of my skin. That type of experience is not my go-to. It's very strugglesome. In fact, it's very triggering to go through that kind of experience. And so, but I don't want my triggers to hold me back. I don't want my lack of being able to be vulnerable in a public way to keep me from learning new things, progressing. And so as much as every ounce of my body did not want to stand up, I forced myself. I put my head down and I was just like, okay, I can do this. And so I stood up and I walked with a smile up to the stage. And as soon as I hit the stairs, the brain blocks and it just all came flooding in. And I walked up the stairs. I felt like I was going to fall over. I looked at the teacher. I could barely say two words. And I just whispered, I have PTSD. And she was like, okay. And she could clearly see in my body language, in my face, the fear that was I was experiencing. So she grabbed my hand. She's like, it's okay. I'm right here. And she handed me the mic. And I tried my mightest to stand up on that stage and talk in front of, there was only about half the group at that point. But I wanted so badly to speak up and be vulnerable and share, like, we all have the power to have this knowledge, and, you know, knowledge is power, and spreading knowledge empowers other people. And that's just my ultimate goal of all things. And I couldn't, I literally froze. She told me, you know, it's okay. So I gave her back the mic. I started crying. I walked off the stage, walked back to my seat, sat down, and had a mini attack and a mini, like, I was so angry with myself. Like, why can't I do this? What is such a problem with doing this? And the many women that supported me in that moment that could understand how I felt, because they have also felt the same thing. It is so scary being put in front of tons of people and being vulnerable. And when we send ourselves into these complete over vulnerability overhaul, because we are trying our mightest to learn new skills and learn new things, and then we shut down or fight or freeze, and our brain just takes over. It's so infuriating and so frustrating. And so today I wanted to give such validation to all the individuals who are listening, who need this motivation or this inspiration to just feel in themselves and feel their confidence and feel your self-worth. You know, there have been times where it's like, I have no idea what the hell to say. Why is anyone going to want to listen to me anyway? And my head trash starts to creep up, and I could allow my head trash to make me quit my business. I could allow the choice of canceling the podcast or not continuing to record podcasts. I could allow it to affect my parenting. But instead, these learning experiences go into my learning curve rather than my, what I would call a fuck it bucket. You know, it, fuck it, I can't do it, I'm not gonna do it, and I quit. So I encourage every individual, do not quit. If you quit, you are only quitting on yourself. Vulnerability is scary, and there's times where it really sucks. But when you work through it and you get to the other side and you're like, holy shit, I just did that. Like, I just did that. This is awesome. This feels 1,000 times better now that it's done and accomplished. And I can start to hone in on that skill now. Do not let your fears hold you back. And do not let the fear of being vulnerable hold you back. Just stand in your ground. Know you are amazing. Just like we sing in my family, we sing, I like you, just the way you are. And any moms out there, like, or parents, know that's a Daniel Tiger song from, and whoever doesn't know Daniel Tiger, Mr. Rogers basically was the message of this, being vulnerable and sharing our love and care and, you know, not being closed off people. So I look forward to connecting with all of you. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I am doing free 20-minute intro sessions to help you nail down some of your goals and figure out if I am best to work with you. I would so love the opportunity just to have the conversation and share some little tips on how you can grow and accomplish your goals. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.